Welcome to your typical Shonen protagonist. He's Kai. I'm Kels, and welcome back to another episode. We've been on a mild hiatus because my internet burst into flames for about a week straight, so we couldn't get things out there. But from the top, I want to give a big shout out to the boys. Even though I have not been available, they have kept producing content, so we will make sure that that gets out when we get around to it. But this episode, Kai, we're talking about relationships in anime. We're talking about romantic relationships. First off, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I am, as always, happy to be here. Happy to be here for you guys. Happy to be here for us. Ready to be great because life is short.
Yes. Speaking of, rest in power, Chadwick. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be releasing our content breaker coverage of Black Panther. We're going to go ahead and just do that on the fly. Watch the movie, and then we will be discussing it along with the themes and other media associated with it, like the Kendrick album from the movie, along with inspiration from. That's an album that blows me away. It got made in the first place, being associated with Disney so hard, with the content in it. But it's a killer album that fits the film exactly. But that's something we'll be talking about tomorrow, Tuesday. But right now we're getting into relationships in anime because this is something we can talk about on the fly.
Yeah. I mean, and we all have our ships that we want and that we don't want and that we hate and that we love and that we wish will happen but never will. So let's talk about some of the ones that exist. You know, I would consider these like the couple of anime, like the, like basically, like, you know, the Grand Prestige, and that for me, that would be Goku and Chi-Chi in the Dragon Ball franchise.
Yes, 175%. You have a monogamous relationship between two very strong-willed people.
Yeah, and you like in. The more you find out about, like, as the series goes on, like, because it starts with Dragon Ball, where they're kids,
yes.
And Chi-Chi's older than him, for one, and Saiyans are naturally, the race that Goku is, are naturally aggressive creatures, so they need strong women to, like, marry them, which I find hilarious, because that was explained, and I want to say Dragon Ball, either Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball Super. I'm not sure. I want to say Z, but that Saiyans are instantly or automatically attracted to strong women, and Chi-Chi is, I want to say, the strongest human woman in the world. I think the only female character that might be stronger than her is Android 17. Well, I don't know, because Videl goes up. Anyway, so
I would say, like, born human, Videl would be up there. But that's, like, equally why she's in a Saiyan family.
Yes.
You know, married to Gohan. But equally, if we're talking, like, full-blooded Saiyans with Bulma and Vegeta, you know, Bulma is not physically strong, but she's certainly not taking anything from anyone, right?
Yeah, she's extremely, like a strong woman, extremely driven, and a genius at that. So, I gotta say, much love to, if I dare say, the first family of anime, Chi-Chi and Bulma. Or, wow. Not wow. Chi-Chi
yes,
and Goku.
The strong women relationship, while the Saiyans are out to play, someone has to take care of everyone else. And Chi-Chi and Bulma are bringing down the house together. We don't ask no questions around here. Do what you want to do.
2020.
But let's follow this line right quick. Let's talk about some more like big shonen relationships. I'm thinking Naruto, Hinata, tangentially. We're talking Sakura and Sasuke. But then with the modern Studio Piro animation, Asta and Noelle. So let's get into Naruto and Hinata.
Yeah, so Naruto and Hinata were the couple that kind of, like, I guess, blindsided everyone. Because, like, growing up and watching Naruto, we all thought he was going to end up with Sakura. Like,
Because that's what he wanted, right?
Yes.
He had, you know, an infatuation with Sakura, But, you know, from the Genin exams, was it the Chunin exams?
It was the Chunin exams.
So from the Chunin exams, when we're seeing, like the first, like I'm thinking specifically way back when it was Hinata going up against
Neji.
Might have been Neji.
Yeah, and she had the cream for Naruto once he got hit.
Exactly. Like we're seeing her care about Naruto in a way that really no one else does because of like social standards and pressure.
Yeah, and it's really, and for me, like that was back in my new to anime days because I was watching it as it aired, and because I was like, what, 2004, maybe 2003?
Lord only knows, man.
And I was like, nah, that's sweet, but you know, this is shonen, and we know how this works. You get with the girl that you declare you're going to get with and that you like always take care of. So that's going to be Sakura. And no, it was Hinata. And as it got explained to us, like a lot of people say that, see, there's like a theory, or I guess the fan base is split, because half of them say he was supposed to end up with Sakura from the beginning, and then other people say it was always supposed to be Hinata. And I'm just like, I guess storytelling wise, it seems like it always could have been both, but only because when he ends up with Hinata, like there's, you find out about a whole bunch of stuff through flashbacks that you don't see, like in the final part of Naruto Shippuden, there's like a whole little mini series dedicated to them, and there's a whole movie too called The Last, where he's like, oh yeah, I love Hinata. So, and that's really big because in this case, Sakura has always proclaimed her love for Sasuke. And that actually did end up happening. So to me,
but there was, so I personally, from what I've seen and watched, I would say that the relationship between Hinata and Naruto was always there. And that was probably who he was always going to wind up with. The story is, how do we swerve the expectation and get him to realize? And it took all the way into Shippuden when Pain destroyed the village. And Hinata is, you know, she's nowhere near the power level to go up against Pain. But Naruto's getting the smut beat out of him, and she's going out there anyways. And that scene right there is where we sort of get the tinge of Naruto understanding the dedication to not only the village, but to him personally, which we have also seen in Shippuden. Sakura tries to manipulate him at one point because she knows his feelings, and in preventing him from going to chase Sasuke or one of the other things, she's like, no, Naruto, stay with me, I love you. And he's like, I see through your bullshit.
Yeah, no,
we,
I love,
no, that's not
that,
true.
That was probably my favorite scene of Naruto. Partly because Naruto being like, hey, yo, like, I hate people who lie to themselves, you're trash. And then the other part of like Sai just straight up saying, you're the problem, to what you did to him is equivalent to a curse mark by putting it all on him instead of you handling your own issues. That was, man, that was the ultimate clapback. I loved it.
But, before we pivot to the new stuff, let's talk about Sasuke and Sakura. So they wind up together, which to me, I'm just like, okay, but what does that do for really anybody? Because Sasuke's like, I'm still going to live on the road. I don't need a home. I didn't have a home since I was like 6. So what good is a home for me today? I ain't got to raise my children. And Sakura's like, it's fine. This is just the way it works. I'm glad it was him, even though he's not home. So like, what's that whole thing?
To me, that is like, it's weird because I've watched scenes of Boruto and automatically regret it. But when I do watch Boruto, it's for like the Naruto generation. It's not for the Boruto generation. I do not care about them kids. There's a popular saying that goes, those kids, and I feel that, those kids in Boruto. So it's like Sasuke is trying, but his whole thing is like, oh, I haven't had family since I was 6. And when I did have a family, like, I didn't really, you know.
They all got murdered.
Yeah.
And they were all okay with getting murdered. They all knew.
Yeah, and he's spoilers. Like, he spent most of his time like trying to impress his father, and he didn't really understand how to be a father. So partially, it seemed like it was him being afraid of being a father, but I also feel like it was a great deal of him protecting the village from an outside source so his family could live in peace. So what happened to his family won't happen to his own family.
Yeah, what happened to his parents and his elders will not happen to his wife and daughter.
Yeah. So,
and it's along really, with the village as it stands now, yeah.
Yeah, and just, I really like Sasuke and Sakura, like, raising Sadara in the instance of you just have to be yourself. You don't have to, like, bring, like, you don't have to, you're not in charge of, like, you know, rebuilding the Uchiha clan. That's not your goal in your life. Like, because in a lot of anime and other forms of media, like, just Avatar Last Airbender, for instance, when Korra comes around, like, a big plot point for Tenzin, who is Aang's child and the only airbender, for part of the series, his whole goal in life is to rebuild the air nomads. That was Aang's vision that he put on his children. And it was just really cool to see that Sasuke didn't put that on his daughter, like didn't put that burden, which I really respect in that aspect.
Yeah, man. Like, I haven't watched Into Boruto. I don't even know exactly if I finished Shippuden.
Yeah.
Like with the end thing, I know that I've seen up until, the like Super Madara fight where Guy opens all the gates.
Yeah,
you but literally like, I think got that's where like, I stopped.
He got like 12. I think
Kaguya became like a thing, and then I stopped.
Yeah, but you literally have 12 episodes left after that, Chief. So if you want to go finish him, you know, only take about 2 hours.
Well, speaking of something I have, like, 12 episodes left on, let's now move to a more modern shonen with Black Clover. And the go-to relationship here is Asta and Noelle with, what's the bucket? What's his best friend? Yuno?
Yeah, Yuno.
Yuno and hopefully our girl, Charmy. But...
Yes. Like, I'll tell you as well, like, Mimosa, I'm gonna be that guy. A lot of people are like...
You rooting for Mimosa?
I'm a little bit low-key rooting for Mimosa, because, like, I feel like it's gonna be like that Hinata serve. Like,
I hope not, man. I hope they don't swerve us like that again.
Like, I feel it in my bones. Like, I love Noelle, and I don't know who she would end up with if not, excuse me, Asta. So I feel like it's gonna happen. I want it to happen, but I'm really worried about that Mimosa swerve because Asta literally does have like almost a mini harem at this point.
So yes, all of two.
No, he has Mimosa, Noelle, that girl
not
from
the fish girl.
Yeah, the fish girl.
And because she knows Noelle is down for it.
Well, not the fish girl, but then he also has that red haired girl. From the pub.
Oh yeah, with the siblings.
Yeah, and then he has.
If I go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has the girl who does the like jelly magic with like the newt stuff. From the Eye of the Midnight Sun.
Maybe.
You gotta watch the new episodes, bro.
I guess I gotta watch the new episodes. If I'm rooting for one, I'm rooting for the tavern girl with all the siblings.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I wouldn't be mad at that. I would not be mad at that. But I feel. I mean, honestly, yeah, you know, I gotta say, either Noelle or the Tavern Girl, to be honest. Like, I love Noelle's character, but the Tavern Girl is so earnest, and, like, it would be the healthy choice, to be honest.
When her little sister was like, oh, so you gonna jump him tonight? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about, kid? I was like, nine.
I loved it. I'm just like, it's great.
In all honesty... I haven't watched the new episodes. I think I binged all of it, and then they went on hiatus, so I didn't finish the last six before the new season. I got to catch up, but from what I've seen so far with like the first big all arc, is it's probably going to be Noelle, unless there's a swerve where Noelle's like, I love him, but I need to find Zen within myself. So no relationships.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I'm rooting, like I said, I definitely wouldn't be mad at Noelle and Asta, but I do feel like they have opened it up for like more possibilities, so that's interesting. I'll tell you what my favorite ship in Black Clover is, because it is not Noelle and Asta as much as I love them. It's Charlotte and Yami, bruh. Like,
all right. Yeah, I feel it.
Like, I'm rooting for that hard. Like, and I feel bad for Vanessa, because, you know, we got a Vanessa episode too in the filler. Yeah. But like,
yeah.
But Charlotte and Yami, like, once you see that whole backstory of like how, like, you know what I'm talking about with the curse?
Yes. The backstory of Charlotte is the exact same backstory as Vanessa, bruh.
Oh, dang.
Yami rolls in, saves them from whatever peril it is, whether it's the curse of the roses, and she's like, oh my God, I've fallen in love and broken the blue flower curse. Or with Vanessa, oh my God, I'm a bird in a cage, and Yami just bursts through the wall like, hey, I'm in the witch's village, I should leave, and you should too, because you're not happy here. It's the same story, but Vanessa, unfortunately, is not on the same par as Yami.
Yeah, and I feel like with one of the newer episodes you haven't seen yet, I feel like Vanessa almost like renounced her love of Yami. Like, you're gonna have to
really,
yeah, you're gonna have to like watch that and tell me what you
oh, Lord.
Get from it, because there's like the filler is on point. I'm gonna say that, like, some of the best filler I've watched in shonen, if not the best filler, to be honest, because it doesn't feel like filler. They did like a really, really good job. And yeah, like, it's like Vanessa goes on an episode of self-discovery and she's basically like, you know, he did save me, but like, it's almost like she went from seeing him as like a love interest to like a, like an actual friend. So I'm interested to see your take on that, because I could be wrong.
And that's how I think that the if there's a swerve with Noelle and Asta, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be from basic infatuation to like a real genuine respect. But the separation between like love is going to be there. That's going to be like, if that's what this is with Vanessa, that's probably how it's going to shake out were there to be a swerve with Noelle.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
So we're running low on time. But one more we would go remiss without talking about this time. We will have to leave Bunny Girl Senpai for a whole separate episode. Like, we didn't cover all of that already.
I'm here for it.
But one that is based a lot on filler, we're talking Sailor Moon.
Let me tell you, Sailor Moon, and I gotta add another one in there because we gotta go in par, but we're gonna do Sailor Moon first, and then we're gonna jump over to Urameshi and I did not forget her name.
Keiko.
Yeah, Koiko. Or
Keiko.
Keiko. Yeah. Lord forgive me. I'm so sorry. But
So you put Urameshi and Keiko out there, and I'm like, you know what? Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask, that's cool and all. But yeah, there's so much more to Keiko and Urameshi.
Like, that's one of my favorite relationships of all time, bro, because it's one of my favorite animes of all time. And like, just how like Yusuke is this strong being, like wild beast almost, that doesn't bow to anyone, but this ordinary human girl with no spirit powers, no spirit awareness, can put him in his place. It's great.
Because she was there from the jump, bro. Before he was a spirit detective. Before he was the blood of the demon or something.
Yeah.
He was there before the Saint Beasts.
Well, she was, man. And even before that, she was there to... How do I put it? Like, she ran into fire for him. Like, legit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she literally was able to... Like, I believe she was the reason he came back to life, too, as well. And it was just a whole, like, and as thing happened, and the last episode was, like, so beautiful. Like, when they're on the beach, and yeah, she's like, I don't need you. Like, fine. I waited 4 years for you and all this and everything and just, like, spilling her heart out and everybody's, like, crying and the music is playing. And he just shows up and he's like, yo, I love you. And the series.
Yes. Yes. And that's how that needed to be. Now, not to trash on Sailor Moon. Like, I love Sailor Moon. The filler is a product of its time, but it's done so well because you have so much more time to build on these character relationships, the more physical time you spend with these characters. And some of the filler, like the fact that Rei was with Mamoru from the jump, like, that doesn't happen in the manga, but it is a function of, like, the characters' relationships with each other, you know? So, like, it's out there. It's real. There are, you know, interesting points of the Sailor Moon relationships. But on, like, an easy-to-follow level between one character and another for the entire show, yeah. No, totally. Josuke, or Yusuke, excuse me. Yusuke and
Keiko.
Keiko. That's the ship right there.
I love it, man. I love it, and I love those characters.
But we've got more to talk about, man. We got more to talk about, but we got places to go. So we're going to cut this episode short here. We will pick back up with a ships episode, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, part two.
When we get around to having nothing else to talk about, because this we got plenty to cover as well. But you can catch this show on all of the platforms. We're talking Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, all of the things you want to get it from at your typical Shonen Protagonist or directly from our website. We have a URL.
We do.
ytsp.org.
Yes.
Cost me $12 there, man.
$12, yeah. Man. I appreciate that. And, you know.
I do know. What do I know?
You know, we got a Twitter, too.
Yeah, we got Twitters, too. The show is at yourtsp. That's URTSP. Where as soon as we have internet connection, we will respond to the things that happen as time passes without us. You got a Twitter too, though.
Yes, you can find me at Static Dreads with a Z, and that Z is because I'm cool. Talk about anime, everything that's going on in life, you know? Come hang out. Let's see what's up.
And the boys from the Zog Boy Party over there at Content Breaker on YouTube, anticipating new content coming out shortly. As over the last week, they've been working on graphic design stuff for the channel. So check them out at Content Breaker and the podcast we put out here every Thursdays. So shout out to the boys for keeping this stuff going while I have been in the void of time and space. But we will catch you next time, definitely tomorrow, Tuesday, for our Content Breaker special coverage of we're gonna be hashing out Black Panther.
Catches on that one.